Life, it's a wonderful gift, and this work of art is full of it. Everywhere you look on this masterpiece has a kind of life, either in the form of plants or animals. This rustic basin, made out of lead-glazed ceramics, was created by a French man by the name of Bernard Palissy. This man was born in Agen, France, in the year of 1510, and he died in Paris in 1590. Bernard Palissy was a potter and a writer during his life, and is most known for his decorative rustic pottery, which is earthenware covered in glamorous and colorful lead glazes. He was imprisoned because he was a Huguenot and died in the Bastille in Paris. You can see that his style in making pottery is extremely unique in the fact that it clearly depicts nature. If you look in the center, a silver-red snake is at ease with its surroundings. Fish swim around in the water at the edges. At the very bottom, a shiny green lizard creeps around. Other creatures include crayfish, snails, and clams. Plants, like ferns and leaves of trees, also flank the rest of the edges. This rustic basin is clearly a work of beautiful, natural art. Why do you think Palissy was so interested in natural sciences? Is it because he wants people to become aware of how wonderful animal life is? Or is it just because it provides a challenge because of the intricate, infinitesimally small details of the creature's body parts? The answer to that question is that during his life, he also gave many lectures on natural history, and these were published in 1580. Because of this, a pioneer of the scientific method can also be added to the list of his lifetime occupations. Palissy also made more of these rustic basins, and they all have the basic idea, except for different creatures. I immediately decided that this was the sculpture that I wanted to do because I love nature, and this sculpture immerses the spectator into the work of art. I love this piece of art. This is truly a site for naturalists and people interested in good pottery. Palissy has done a great job in capturing a large number of animals on a single plate. Even though you can't eat using this plate, it is still extremely good for the eyes to behold. This is Lawrence with another Bulldog Podcast.